the intelligence on WMDs was not wrong. What happened was that in the fall of 2002, the French and Germans, who had supplied most of the nuclear, biological and chemical material to Iraq, started shipping that material out. Now, we know there were two freighters that went out of the port of Qazir. Some of the stuff was Russian. The Russian stuff was shipped out of Qazir and a couple of freighters in 2002, early 2003. The rest of the stuff went out over a reopened railway line between Baghdad and Damascus, and some of it went out in trucks. And British and American intelligence were aware of these movements. For 6 months prior to the Iraq war, you have a major shift of WMDs out of Iraq. The result is that when we went into Iraq, it was pretty much clean. I mean, there's some small amounts of material were actually found, but you know, there's some agents for nerve gas and so on. But the virtually the whole of Iraq's WMD capability was taken out of Iraq between September 2002 and March 2003.
And so you're telling me none of that intelligence that you just talked about the movement of WMDs out of the country, made it to the top of your government or ours?
Oh, yes. No. The British government are well aware, and so the U.S. government. But Tony Blair is always portrayed in the United States as an ally. This is always very frustrating for us every year, because we know that he's actually quite close to France and Germany. There was heavy French and German political pressure on Blair in the run-up to the Iraq war to stall the war. That was what that whole second resolution of the United Nations was all about. It was nothing to do with seeking UN authority. We didn't need UN authority to go to war with Iraq. Nobody needs UN authority to launch a war if they've been attacked. Mm. The British government, under heavy pressure from the French and the Germans, to stall the war in order to allow the WMDs to go out. The WMDs were not Iraqi programs. They were essentially French and German programs. And with WMDs, you don't look at the state that is developing the WMDs. You always look at the state which is providing the technological assistance and the material. Pakistan's nuclear weapons are supplied by China. Iraq's WMDs were supplied mostly by France and Germany, some by Russia. And behind Germany, behind Baghdad, you had Paris and Berlin. And as I say, these links are very, very deep. The Saddam Hussein Nazi links go all the way back to virtually when he was a teenager.
So then you're saying we were aware of the fact that the WMDs already were out of Iraq. But that was a stated goal for going in the first place. The first number one major stated goal was WMDs.
I know, crazy. I'm not just saying this now, Art. I had a letter published in the London Times just after the war had started, pointing out that WMDs as the basis for going to war was crazy. I knew before the war started. I was in the United States when the war broke out. But I knew before the war started that the WMDs had gone. Just about everybody in the intelligence community knew they were going. You guys had birds overhead. I mean, you were watching all this on satellite. And the administration must have been aware, at least the U.S. intelligence community must have been aware, but then you have to draw a careful distinction between what U.S. intelligence chiefs knew and what the president was briefed in. The president is very much dependent on what he is told by his intelligence advisers.
Of course.
Now, to what extent President Bush was briefed in on these shipments, that is an open question. I very much doubt that he was shown satellite footage of this material going out of Iraq. Tony Blair, well, did he or did he not know that most of the WMDs had gone? My guess is he may well have done. The MI6 was certainly well aware. And if you talk to these guys, I say off the record, and I do, then yeah, of course they'll. So of course we knew the stuff was going out, Michael. But there was no way politically either the Bush administration or the British government could tell the truth about Iraq's involvement in 9/11, and they were unable to make the case for political and intelligence reasons linking Iraq to 9/11.